Born in a basement, to the sound of artillery above, one-day-old Maya is yet to feel the warmth of the sun on her face.
I wish for a peaceful future for her. All the rest is just details.
Maya is a child of this war, a victim of it, tucked away underground somewhere in Kharkiv, in her mother's arms, away from the harm of Russian artillery.
The worst memory of these days is running pregnant to the cellar and hiding from the plane, the scariest.
This hospital was hit. 3 out of the 7 wards have been damaged. And now they live in fear of another attack. The reality is we can't even name this hospital. These expectant mothers are hidden away behind a bomb-proof door. They have their supplies right here. And these are the conditions these women are giving birth under. Through the narrow corridor, we find more women.
We'll call her Karina, which means strong. Nobody expected this. It was quiet in the basement, warm and cozy. But it's mentally difficult, because I want to be back home, to be with my family, to see a peaceful sky.
There's not much space to move. Simple, dark and dull. The war takes its toll on mothers. While some have the warmth of their mothers' bodies, others struggle.
Because of the stress of the war, the mother gave birth prematurely. The child has problems with her lungs and has to have the support to receive oxygen and has to be fed via tube.
It's not only the newborns who struggle.
We need ventilators, we need a mobile X-ray. The X-ray and ultrasound are on the side of the hospital that was hit by shelling. We also need a diesel generator for the power shortages. The ventilators stop working when the electricity cuts out.
But there's hope and a message to the world.
I hope that we will have a future, that our kids will have a future and a peaceful sky overhead. This is the most important, for all to be safe and sound. And do you want to say something, Maya? Say, a peaceful sky.
Asad Beg, Al Jazeera, Kharkiv.